From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey, Phoenix, it's Billy Foster, and you're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where we're spotlighting queer joy, local voices, and the stories that keep this desert loud, proud, and very much alive. Before we get into what went down this past weekend, and believe me, we've got a lot to unpack, I want to share something really special. We just launched Gay PHX Radio. It's live, 24/7, local, and already reaching ears around the world. You see, podcasts like this one are personal. You press play when you're ready. You tune in solo on your time. But a stream, that's shared. It's real time. It's you, it's me, it's someone across town, someone across the country, or even across the world can tune in and hear the same beat, the same story, the same voice at the same moment. And they are. We've already had international listeners, people that used to live here in Phoenix that I've stayed in touch with, and they're getting a taste of what queer life sounds like in Phoenix still. This stream isn't just a playlist, it's a living, breathing piece of local media, a heartbeat for this community, a spotlight that says, we're here, we matter, and we've got something worth hearing. So head over to gayphx.com, click on the little banner to get over to the player and hit play, and let it roll in the background. Let it be your beat, your backdrop, your connection to this beautiful, messy, resilient, queer community we're building together. Now let's talk about Pride Weekend, because Phoenix, we've got a problem. Let's start with Saturday, the No Kings Day. It was a community of people challenging what America has always claimed to be, anti-colonial, anti-capitalism, anti-corporate. It was powerful. It was focused. It was real. It was so emotional. It was great. It was such... We did not plan to walk in the parade, but we got there and the parade kind of started. And then next thing you knew, we were kind of walking in it. But it was a lot of fun. It was great. We saw so many of our friends. It was incredible. And then we spent the afternoon hanging out, Gay PHX tokens, inviting people to check out our stream and sparking conversation. And what we discovered is something was off. While we were at gay bars on Pride on Saturday, people were saying, wait, it's Pride weekend? They weren't being sarcastic. They genuinely didn't know. There were no street banners, no rainbow crosswalks, no city buildings lit up, no energy on the sidewalks, and definitely no buzz downtown. So unless you were already inside the festival gates, you probably didn't even know Pride was happening. And for the people who did know, most of them weren't going. They're saying it was too expensive. This year there was no re-entry. And people were saying, why would I pay just to be stuck in the park? And honestly, they're right. No re-entry meant once that you were in, you were trapped. You couldn't leave to grab food. You'd have to eat there. If you wanted to try and rest, you couldn't leave to go do that. To have a smoke or something, you couldn't leave the grounds, because once you were out, in order to get back in, you had to pay again. That's not inclusive. That's not accessible. That's not Pride. And it's, despite all that, of course, we know the city did show up. I mean, it was crazy. It was really busy. We pre-gamed at Grit Saturday night, as we usually do. And then we made our way over to Fur Trade that was packed with people, pulsing energy, bodies, smiles, bears, pups, cubs, proud queers. It was awesome. It was great. Fur Trade is always the chef's kiss. You know, Moody puts on a huge, awesome party. Then we rolled up to Stacy's. We handed out tokens to people that were waiting in line. We talked, laughed, and told them about what was going on. And then we went over to the Rock, where the crowd was still going strong. We weren't there to dance. We were there to do outreach. We moved through the space. We handed out more tokens. We finished them all off there. We talked with folks. We soaked in the vibe. It was another packed room, another burst of energy, another reminder of why the city is capable when the community shows up. And, what we saw was that Pride was happening outside the fences. So that was great. Every one of those venues was packed, and despite the silence of the city and the lack of visibility, the bars, the patios, the dance floors, they were all full. That's what we love to see, and that's what makes all of this worth it. But it also makes me ask, Why doesn't this happen more often? Why does it take Pride Weekend to fill our local spaces? Why aren't we showing up like this every month? This isn't just about partying. This is about supporting our community, buying drinks at queer bars, tipping drag artists, hiring queer photographers, shopping queer-owned, spending our dollars where it counts, and showing up with that energy not just once a year, but all the time. Our scene survives and thrives when we support it. And let's not wait another 12 months to show up again. And to be fair, the city did post some photos from the parade, and it's great that the mayor served as the grand marshal. That visibility does matter. But a single post and a ribbon sash don't make a city feel proud. Where was the rest of the support? Where was the buildup, the signage? No downtown excitement leading up to the weekend. Because unless you were physically at the parade or happened to catch one post, you would have missed it entirely. A single photo is not pride. We need more than a moment. We need a movement. And despite all that, we danced, we hugged, we passed out tokens. Like I said, we launched the stream. We made space for joy, and we'll keep doing it because we're not waiting for permission. We're not waiting for validation. We're not waiting on someone to give us the stage anymore. We are the stage. We are the spotlight. We are the party. We are the community, and we're just getting started. Now, later in this episode, I sit down with a powerful local photographer who's turning bold bodies and visual storytelling into art that celebrates, liberates, and empowers. You're going to want to hear that conversation. But first, here's Brian with the weekly event rundown, because the weekend may be over, but the celebration continues. Let's go.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 it's your Desert Den Daddy, Brian, from the shadows of the radio towers. Welcome to Brian's Hot 3, where we spotlight the queerest, fiercest, and most fabulous events heating up Phoenix this week. And this week, it's a triple shot of Halloween energy and Valley vibes, a karaoke takeover and a drag-filled bloodbath, and a royale-sized costume blowout. The desert nights may be cooler, but Phoenix nightlife is still hot enough to raise a dead. Let's dive into what's hot this week. Hot pick number one, Karaoke Wednesdays at Cobalt, Wednesday, 8:30 to 12:30. The best karaoke night in Central Phoenix. Grab that mic and let your inner diva scream. Whether you're a power ballad belter or a lip-sync legend, this is your stage, hosted by the most welcoming crew in the valley. It's a night soak of cheers, tears, and maybe a little bear-soaked brilliance. So come shine, sing, and be seen every Wednesday night at Cobalt. Hot pick number two, Slasher at Cobalt, Thursday, October 24th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. In this choose-your-own-adventure thriller, everyone's a killer and no one is safe. Expect camp chaos and killer drag as the queens and the crowd battle it out for survival and bragging rights. Grab your cocktail, pick your fate, and remember, in this story, the only thing sharper than knives are the cheekbones. Hot pick number three, Halloween Slash Bash at the Royale. Friday, October 25th, 8 to 11, the biggest Halloween party in Phoenix is back and ready to slay. The Royale is transforming into a haunted playground of queer energy, outrageous costumes, and blood-red cocktails. Dance under the moonlight with monsters, vixens, and vampires who came to serve looks and leave souls stolen. If you missed this one, boo, you played yourself. This Halloween season, remember, whether you're dripping in glitter or covered in fake blood, what makes it magic is you. Every laugh, every look, every heartbeat on that dance floor is what keeps our community glowing through the dark. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, about to get wicked, and that's hot. A huge thank you to all of you listening right now. Your energy, your pride, and your love fuel everything we do. You're not just an audience, you're our family. We don't have a transmitter, we don't have a big broadcasting tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So keep spreading the word, keep showing up, and keep making Phoenix the fiercest city under the rainbow. Until next time, I'm Brian and your Desert Den Daddy, and this has been Brian's Hot 3, where queer heat meets desert night, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Phoenix, are you ready to scream? Grit is back, and this time, pool has gone dark. The Scream Pool Party, where sexy meets spooky. And hauntings await around every corner. It's dark, it's sexy, it's a blast. And you've got 5 shots to experience it before it vanishes into the night. Dive in, Phoenix. Tickets at gayphx.com. Scream with us at Great.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about DoxyPep. Are you hooking up, living your best life? Keep it hot and healthy with DoxyPep, a little pill that helps protect you against STIs after sex. DoxyPep. Doxy is short for doxycycline, and PEP is an abbreviation of post-exposure prophylaxis, meaning taking a pill after sex. You've probably heard of PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's taking meds before being exposed to HIV. But DoxyPep goes like this. Take 1 doxycycline dose soon after sex, for sure within 72 hours. This helps prevent bacterial infections such as syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. If doxycycline sounds familiar to you, yes, it also treats STDs. Ask your provider if DoxyPep is right for you. And if your provider doesn't know about DoxyPep, inform them. Or find a provider that meets your full sexual health needs. Live your best life with DoxyPep.
The Phoenix Boys of Leather present the 17th annual Wax a Bear fundraiser. Saturday, November 15th at the Anvil. Bid on our sexy bears as they get waxed live on stage. To the highest bidder goes the pelt. Plus, win big at our charity auctions with custom Build-A-Bears, leather gear, art, and handcrafted kinky delights from local vendors. Our friends at Ripple Phoenix will be there with free HIV testing and check-in. Support their mission to give our community the love and tools to live stronger and healthier lives. And remember, this night is for everyone. Femme, masculine, non-binary, trans, however you shine, there's a place for you at Wax-A-Bear. Don't miss it. Wax-A-Bear 2025, November 15th at the Anvil. Come ready to cheer, bid, and celebrate.
Get ready to lace up, leather up, and brunch down. Onyx Southwest is bringing their very first community kinky leather brunch to Phoenix, happening Saturday, November 15th at Cobalt Bar. Join the Onyx Southwest brothers and their guests from Los Angeles for a day that celebrates community, kink, and connection. Featuring go-go dancers, live demos, drag performances, amazing food, a cash bar, and a 50-50 raffle with proceeds benefiting Trans Queer Pueblo. This isn't your average brunch. It's bold, inclusive, and unapologetically kinky. So grab your harness, polish that leather, and come show your pride at Cobalt Bar. 3110 North Central Avenue. Tickets are just $30. Grab yours now through Brown Paper Tickets. Presented by Onyx Southwest, where brotherhood meets power, pride, and play.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
You've seen his lens capture love, queerness, softness, and strength all through a bold and colorful gaze. He's a Phoenix-based photographer with a flair for storytelling and a passion for empowering the community through visual art. If you don't know the name yet, you're about to. Welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Tori, also known as Art by Cubcella. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I love that intro.
Great. Let's go back to the beginning. What sparked your journey into photography?
So just a little before COVID, because we all had COVID hobbies, but I was doing digital art. It was a digital art style called Bara, which is like a Japanese big, beautiful man accentuating the chest, the butt area. I was doing digital art, and then everything shut down. So I just jumped into doing art full time because you couldn't see anybody or anything like that. So I was drawing these men in all my free time because the gyms were shut down. So I had to do something. And then slowly, I just started noticing, like, there were certain poses I like, or there were, like, certain models that I'm like, oh, I really wish they would do something like this. And that year, it was my 30th birthday, I just asked my parents, I'm like, hey, I'd really like a camera. I'm like, oh, okay. So they bought me a camera, 30-year-old man, still asking my parents for gifts. But
hey, exactly. Parental units are parental units for life.
Yeah, so my parents have always been very supportive of my artistic adventures. My dad actually loves taking photos, not the photos. But he's like known as the family photographer, and I'm like the game photographer now. But he got me a camera, and then just through having an Instagram, an art Instagram, I had a little bit of a following with gay Instagram. So as things started to open up, I started asking at some dancer friends and stuff like that, go-go and stuff like that. So I asked them, would you mind modeling for me sometime? And slowly, I used to really have to beg to take free photos of people because I was just learning. So I would ask go-go's if they wanted some free promotional stuff. And
that's how you build up experience.
Yeah, definitely. And then slowly just more and more people started wanting to work with me. And here we are, like 4 or 5 years later, and I'm photographing all the gays and all their booties.
In your most recent project, I saw you did a body paint series representing the colors of the pride flag, which was absolutely stunning. What inspired that, and how did you choose your subjects?
So for that, as I think all artists, we want to try new things. So now I've been in photography like 4 or 5 years now. So one thing that I wanted to just expand that photography with was exploring body paint, because it's mixing that original art style that I had, which was like the digital illustration, and using a physical media like body paint. And then how I started and came up with that idea is last year, I was doing like these glitter body paint booty photos.
Ooh.
And
I didn't scroll far enough back.
It was fun. It's a favor. Look at those photos. They're tantalizing.
Rolling.
They were very... Yeah, but that was my first kind of adventure into body type art. And I liked it, but it was a little messy. So this year I decided it would be cool to have all the original colors of pride flag represented in different models, and just make a collage of all the different booties and all the different colors. Pride flag, which had a few additional colors. As far as how I chose my models, a big thing for me in my photography is that I really like to show a body, all ethnicities, all genders, really. I do focus on the male and male presenting type of body, but just all gender expressions and stuff like
that. Looking at your photos, I like how you were taking what would be a traditional female pose and put the man in it, and it looks masculine and correct. It's not easy to do that. I've tried doing that to people, and I'm like, no, that don't look right. So I commend you for doing that. These are great photos. I really love the glitter paint, too, and I could just imagine the mess that there was to clean that up. But, oh, so worth it for the pictures that you have here.
Yeah, we're still getting the glitter out of the studio, so it's still there.
So your portraits feel like they're very personal and almost like a conversation frozen in time. How do you create that kind of intimacy behind the lens?
I think it really starts before the shoot. One thing I really like to do with anybody that's modeling with me, have some kind of consultation, whether that be through DMs, a quick phone call, a Zoom call, whatever it is. And I really just like to ask them, like, hey, what do you think sexy about you? Or it's so cliche, but the thing I really like to ask if people say, I don't know, I'm like, okay, if you're on Scruff, what are you sending people? Are you sending them the booty? Are you sending them the front? Are you sending them the chest?
Because you're advertising. You always put your best foot forward, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I think the biggest compliment I get is because sometimes these do end up on people's profiles on Scruff and Grindr and stuff like that. I think the biggest compliment I got was that somebody thought that person that was using the photo was fake. They're like, this photo is too good. You're not a real person. You stole this from like a porn site. And I'm like,
yeah, you're 6,000 miles away. Right. You're not really.
Yeah, this isn't the person I'm talking to. And it was just so flattering. I'm like, I'm making people look so sexy that you think they're not real people. And I'm like, oh, okay, my heart.
So now you were saying that you like to celebrate all types of queer bodies. Why is that important to you?
Just because I think the biggest thing I want to convey is that all people are beautiful. Every single body is a work of art. There's something beautiful in everybody. And growing up as a bigger guy, going through high school and stuff like that, you don't really feel like you're attractive and stuff like that. And then, of course, when you get older, you find out about barriers and actually people like you. So my biggest goal is just to get people that understanding that there are people that think you are absolutely stunning. And I want my lens to be what shows them that. Whether they believe that beforehand, or if once we get in the photography session and they see the finished photos and they realize how, I'm hot. Like that's what's important to me. I just think what's really important to me is having people understand that they are beautiful, and showing them that whether you're a big guy, hairy, small, skinny, that you are beautiful. And I want my lens to be what shows them that, whether it be them walking into the studio having all the confidence in the world, or them working with me and then seeing the finished product and then being like, wow, I'm hot. That's why having all types of body types is very important to me, because I want everybody to see that there is beauty in every single body.
What's been one of your most emotionally impactful photo shoots so far?
Okay. Let me think on that real
sure.
quick. It's so funny because I thought about this earlier today. I'm like, let me think about what the most important one to me was. Okay. So I think one of the most impactful sessions I did was with a client. I did not post their photos because they wanted them for themselves, which is 100% how I operate. If people want me to share them, great. They want to keep them for themselves. Great. But it was a client that recently had gotten out of a long-term relationship. And as they described it, they had let themselves go a little bit. And they essentially had started working out, packing on the muscle, losing a little bit of weight. And they originally, when I did the consultation with them, they said they weren't sure if they were ready to do this. And my biggest thing that I'm famous for saying in DMs is that all bodies are photo shoot ready. So, you know, whether you need to lose 5 pounds, you need to gain 5 pounds, whatever it is, all bodies are photo shoot ready in whatever state they're in. But he was under the impression he was not ready to do a photo shoot. But I talked him through it. I'm like, well, let's get some photos. Let's see how you feel. So he came in the studio. And this man was stunning, too. I don't think he realized how stunning he was, which was probably a little byproduct of coming out of a relationship and stuff like that. Beautiful man. Dump truck is what you would call it. Beautiful. And he did not realize what he had. And like everybody, when they come in, they're a little shy. They're not sure how they're like holding their hands and they're overthinking things. But we get going for 5 or 10 minutes. He starts to loosen up. We try poses. And then I show him a photo, like, on my camera. I'm just like, ooh, this looks really good. And then you just see his eyes lighten up. And he's like, that's me? And I'm like, yeah, that's you. I'm like, I haven't edited this or anything. And he's, wow, I'm hot. And that, for me, is what this is about. Me showing people how hot they are and having them believe it too. Because as I mentioned, everybody's beautiful, but just having a client realize that they are hot, it made my heart melt. I was so happy.
So what kind of advice do you give to someone who feels self-conscious about being photographed, especially in such a vulnerable and personal way?
Yeah, that's why I really love noir photography, because it is such a vulnerable type of photography. You have very little to sometimes nothing on, so you're vulnerable. And what I would advise you of is speak to the photographer, see what ideas they have, look at their portfolio, make sure they are offering things that you want. And I think any good photographer, especially what I tell clients, is that if there's a bad photo, you're never going to see it. I'm only going to show you the best. So just talk with the photographer, make sure you vibe with them, make sure you're comfortable, and just go for it, because you only live once. And I think we all go through that moment where we'll look back at a picture from 10 years ago and we'll be like, damn, I was hot. And you're like, you just wish you took all those naughty photos back then. But do it today, because you are beautiful and you just need to find the right photographer to capture that.
And as the photographer, how do you balance between your creativity and trying to strike with what the client needs or wants, or how you see them to make them beautiful?
It's just about communication. Personally, I like to constantly show the client photos as we're taking them, especially if I think they're good. That way I can gauge what their eyes light up and they can see they're happy. I'm like, okay, let's do more of that. And if they're like, I don't really like that, we can change it up. So it's just the constant communication. I like to ask them a lot, how do you feel like that? A lot of it is also the pre-consultation, asking them what they're looking for. Normally when they're coming into the studio, we have an idea of what they're looking to get out of it. So it's just really fine-tuning the poses and maybe the angles, which we do in the studio. And I can just show them the rough edited photos or unedited photos and just make sure they're getting what they want.
Excellent. And finally, how can people follow your work or reach out to book a session?
Yeah, definitely. So you can reach me at Art by Cubcella on Instagram. I think I'm just Cubcella on Blue Sky. That's where a little more of my explicit stuff is. Or you can reach me out on Facebook. It's just Tori Valenzuela. My DMs are always open. So just feel free to reach out and let's talk about what we can do to capture that sexy side of you.
Excellent.
Then you do that.
Awesome. Tori, thank you so very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Another reason we love this community.
Buns are warm and the dogs are hot. The picnic dogs, the best they've got. Grab your pals, don't be late. And Roro Dog, it's a tasty day. Roro Dog, hey, serving smiles all day. Roro Dog, whoa, tastes so good you'll wanna stay. From the grill to the groove, come join the crowd. At Roro Dog, we're proud and loud. Yeah, it's Wiener Wednesday, come on down. Half off wieners all over town. Big buns, big fun, bring your friends to play. You know it's Roro Dog all the way. Ayo.
You are about to embark on a hero's journey. You will do something you never thought you could do. Destiny awaits, and you cannot escape it!
Very funny, Valentina. You can just say take out the trash next time.
Honey, in this house, we're all your friends. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
I'm Mama Moo Moo. This is my place. Every drag performer is unique.
Thank you, thank you. I love you, boys.
The name's Dinah. Dinabolical.
Cry, you miserable queens.
Igor?
Showtime.
Queenie, you
are you?
The name's Maxi LaWow.
Maxi LaWow!
Maxi LaWow, Super Shiro, available on iTunes, Apple TV, and wherever you stream your superpower.
Girl, I'm a super queen.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
A huge thank you to our guest this week, Troy, the creative forces behind Art by Cubcella, for sharing his vision, his boldness, and his heart with us. His work reminds us that queer bodies are art, intimacy is powerful, and photography can be a tool for healing, celebration, and joy. If you haven't already, go follow him, support his work, book a shoot, tell a friend, because artists like Troy are helping us see ourselves more clearly and with a little bit more love. And while we're talking about healing, I've got to give a personal shout out to a place that's been a part of mine, Melrose Yoga. This studio has been a game changer for me, especially during rehab. Even when I can't make it physically, the team continues to check in, offer support, and keep me grounded. Forrest and Dennis, I can't thank you enough for your care and your consistency. I love you guys, truly. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling off or overwhelmed or stretched too thin, go check out Melrose Yoga. Their offerings are supportive, gentle, strong when you need it, and calming even when you don't realize how much you need that. Yoga helps, and this community helps even more. And now to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for making this podcast and everything around it real. We don't do this to hear ourselves talk. We do this because of you, because you care, because you listen, and because you believe in Queer Phoenix. This podcast, these tokens, this growing family, it all exists because of you. And now we're getting something new to share together. When this episode ends, don't just hit pause. Go to gayphx.com and check out the radio stream. It's local, it's live, and it's also reaching international. It's a chance to experience something in real time, to feel connected to your city, your people, your story, whenever you want. Let us know what you think. You can help shape it, because this is more than just a podcast. All of this is community media. It's your voice, and it only works when you're a part of it. We'll see you next week, Phoenix. Until then, keep showing up, keep supporting local, and keep being exactly who you are. We love you.
We're together. The sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together. The sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.